Blog Talk Radio.
Just before this honor, loyalty lives.
As I enter industry with thoughts so lucrative, I was self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious DVD. We'll fight until the end, giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get the walking in, I'm saying, keep it as a reminder, forever stay loyal. But dishonor, games didn't work, my spine's out and they keep on falling. You're part of the solution and you're part of the problem. So we're looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. Time is now no longer, can I stand any more stolen? Understand you possess a consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no older matter what.
We gotta go.
We will take no
Good evening. I hope everyone out there is doing well. My name is Colby, and you are listening to The Race. We're here every Monday from 7 to 8:30 talking about the news and all kinds of fun stuff. And I'm here with my co-host, if he's here.
This is Rome. Hello? Yes, Rome.
Yeah, he's here. You can find me on Twitter at KAT5COLBY.
And you can find me on Twitter at lowercase V-I-B-I-N, R-O-M-E.
Because somebody's against capitalizing.
Speaking of Twitter,
So about 15 minutes before the show began, I went on our new Facebook page. By the way, if you didn't know, we have a new Facebook page. Like it, love it, enjoy it, make us feel good. And you had mentioned before that you connected it to Twitter, and I was going to ask you what you meant exactly on the air tonight. However, when I posted something on the Facebook page, I saw exactly what you meant. You tied it to your Twitter. So now, because I've been nagging you for the past, I don't know, 3 months about your Twitter usage and how it sucks, every time I use Facebook on our page, it goes to your Twitter, and it looks like you're tweeting. That doesn't count.
It does count. You see how that works there?
No.
Technically, I am tweeting.
Technically, no. Nice try. I'm going to need you to undo that and make your own tweets. Good try, though. Kudos for that.
Hey. Thank you. What?
Yeah. I wrote something about, like, 13 minutes. Something, I don't know, in the link, and I go to Twitter to basically post the same thing, and you've already done it because it just posted what I wrote, and I was like,
or I'm not good.
No, because it had the link and everything. No, you're not that good. Nice try. So I'm going to need you to fix that and tweet like normal people.
That is tweeting like normal people.
No, it's not. That's cheating.
Whatever.
Cheating at life. Cheaters never
win. When you said to tweet, you didn't give any rules or regulations, so I did what I thought was best. And there you have it. So if you don't like it, tough.
Oh, we're just going to have to take this conversation off air because this is not cutting it at all. It never does.
Well, speaking of Facebook, Facebook helped the Milwaukee County District Attorney's charge a guy for not paying, for failing to pay child support.
That was your reading voice. Say that again.
Even if it was my reading voice, you still didn't catch it. That was horrible. That's horrible of you.
I'm sorry. I was very distracted because you have
For our listeners who were listening, Christopher Robinson, 23, is facing 3 felony charges for not paying child support for his 3-year-old child. And the reason why he's gotten in trouble for it because he posted pictures with showing him having cash in bottles of liquor to say that he has money.
Oh, but that's messed up.
As an opinion, yeah. So he's been telling them, like,
anyway.
Oh, I can't pay for this for X, Y, and Z, and then you're going to take a picture of you holding up several hundreds of dollar bills and booze. Good job.
All right, public service announcement. Nobody likes deadbeat dads. Don't do that.
Don't
brag about your wealth and then not pay child support. That's just messed up.
Right.
It's hard to be single mother in America today.
You're single mother?
I don't know where I was
they're
going with that, but I felt like that was going... No, you see, I've got this dog, and he kind of counts as a kid, except not really. Not at all.
Except not really?
But that's not a point.
Right.
Speaking of mothers, there was one this past week that I'm trying to find it. I actually pinned everything out, all of my stories, and I wrote all over them. And that's why you might hear paper in the background, because I was trying to find it. I was just trying to sound official, you know. Anyway, okay, mister, I've only got some of my stories picked out 5 minutes before the show. Okay. You kind of throw me under the bus. See what happens. Anywho. this mom in Vegas is in jail for allegedly locking her daughter in a room for up to 12 hours a day. Now, that doesn't sound like, I mean, that sounds bad, but that doesn't sound like horrible. This woman tied her daughter in the room, like, locked the door and then tied the, well, I guess maybe it didn't lock, but she basically locked her in there by tying the door closed, if that makes sense. The girl was locked in there with a bucket to use the bathroom in. There was no food or water in the room when they found her, and basically what brought people's attention to it was the apartment manager noticed, you know, kind of how the house was set up and that the door was tied closed, and that was kind of weird, and they hadn't seen the kid in a little while. The daughter was 4 years old. So...
Really?
Yeah, that just kind of adds to it. Her mom is 31. Or, I'm sorry, she's 36. I got 31 because she is facing 2 child abuse charges and 31 child neglect charges. And her bail is $620,000, which is about right. I think that's fair. She said that she didn't have a babysitter, so she was trying to leave her daughter alone. Again, she's 4 years old. She's not old enough to be doing that. And starting February 5th, it's now March 25th, while she went to work, and this was just found out like Tuesday, so this has been going on for a while. She'd leave her alone while she was at work during the week and when she went to church on Sunday. Why the hell can't you bring your kid to church? Like, maybe get you some help.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she actually told police that she began tethering her daughter to the bed a couple days later after she started because the girl would ransack the apartment while she's gone. Well, of course she would. She's 4.
Right.
Like that's
what happened.
That's what 4-year-olds do. So sometimes she hit her with a belt, which, I mean, depending on where it is, that just could be spanking. I mean, really. It's controversial because some people are like, no, you don't hit it with anything. Well, the legal definition is not to hit a child with anything other than your bare open palm. But I don't think a belt is too terrible. And when they found the girl, she was in the room with, I mentioned the bucket had a couple inches of stuff in there. to kind of give you an idea of how long she'd been locked in there without use to a proper restroom.
Right.
It's really
That's
sad.
That's very sad. Yeah.
Well, way to start out the night, right? Start out the show?
Yeah, good job for, like, just shifting the mood from interesting to depressing. Appreciate that.
But, I mean, it's a story. It's like,
yeah,
hey, did you hear about that terrible mom? Like, I've got a deadbeat dad. Yeah, well, at least your mom doesn't tie you up in a room at 4 years old.
Yeah, that is true. You have a good point there. Come on.
Mm-hmm. So about tonight's show, you're going to not like some of it. It's, for some reason, a lot of what I found in this past week had to do with celebrities. Sorry about that. But some of it, like, you just can't help but talk about. Just a nice little forewarning there. How was your week, Ron?
Huh?
You're awful quiet.
I'm awful quiet?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have much to say to you right now.
What, because of... because I'm bringing up celebrities?
Yes. We've talked about this over and over again. What? Look, we're supposed to be bringing up stuff that doesn't really hit mainstream that much. And if it does hit mainstream, then we can, you know, give our celebrity news.
Mainstream.
Oh.
Okay, well, like, one story is...
Okay, okay.
But the rest of them aren't.
Point. Go ahead. What celebrity news do you have?
All right, the one mainstream one that I wanted to... And this, of course, came across my attention on Twitter... people were talking about how Kim and Kanye, I know, your favorite couple ever, were talking about naming their child Northwest.
Who cares?
Come on, it's funny. Northwest?
Northwest?
It's funny.
Really?
Northwest.
Yeah, it's his little kid,
yes.
Because of Kanye West and ha ha ha. Yeah.
It's sad, it's funny, but these rumors are not true. All right, yeah, it's a little lame too. But anyway, the rumors are not true. But I wanted to bring up something from this because last week I went on a Twitter rant about baby names that need to just go away. I think I mentioned
it to
you. And I meant to talk about it last week and it just never happened. What? Did you say something?
Nope.
So the first name that needs to go away is Jerome. Like, it needs to be gone.
Hater.
Mm-hmm. The other one would be North.
Whatever. The next one would be Colby. What I said was, when you were talking about baby names that need to go away, was they saying the first one needs to be Northwest.
Well, yeah. The thing about Colby is, I went to dinner the other night and with the guy, imagine that, and she brings out the food and she's like, Colby, and hands it to him. I'm like, that's my name, not his.
Nice.
He got a nice kick out of that. Anyway, so baby names that need to go extinct. Number one. Lala.
What?
Not even as a nickname. Lala. Like, there
Lala.
Are too many. Yeah, there's too many tone deaf people for people to be calling their kids Lala. Like,
you said Lala or Lala?
Lala, L-A-L-A, Lala.
Wow. Agreed.
Heaven Lee, spelled out H-E-A-V-E-N-L-E-I-G-H.
Agreed.
Any name that starts with the letters S-C-H-L. It's like Hockaloogie. Yes. No, C-S-C-H-L. It's like Hockaloogie when you say it.
I know what you said.
All right. Anyway, Shirley,
mm-hmm.
That needs to go extinct.
Shirley, what's wrong
Anyone
with Shirley?
It's just outdated. That's
You're
all.
Outdated.
Shirley Temple. I mean, no, outdated. Lohan. Don't
Lohan?
Do it. Yeah, that's like dooming your child from the start.
Yeah, that's just punishment for the child.
Mhm. Grace. Angel, Joy.
I like
wait
those
till they
names.
Get their terrible twos. No, wait. When they're two or four and, like, completely messing up your house and pooping everywhere and eating everything, then you're going to want to call them joy, angel.
Yeah, because it makes
when
you happy.
When they're falling over nothing, you're going to call them grace. Messed up.
Yeah, makes sense.
No. Katrina, don't do it.
That is an awesome name.
No, don't do it. It's cruel.
I'm not going to do it, but it's an awesome name.
I feel like if you name your child Elfie, they're going to be short. You're like,
yep,
dooming your child to be a midget. Thank you for that. Wayne or Willie, unless you're like super country, don't do it. And even if you are super country, think twice or four times. You can count.
Everybody likes a Willie. How many Willies do you know?
Well, the one that was on the X Factor. And he was really cool, and he was my favorite.
Yeah, see, cool people have cool names. So scratch
that
off.
And that
list.
Was it. Festus.
That sounds like a disease. What would you say?
Doesn't it? That's why it needs to stop. Don't name your children Festus.
After diseases. It's not cool.
All right. Precious. Don't
all
do
right.
it.
See,
we saw the movie.
You're doing good. You turned the boat around and with Festus, and now you're back on terrible.
No, Precious. Like, you saw the movie. You don't want that for your child. Don't name him that. I feel like what you name your child really does, like, give them something in life. Don't give them something negative.
Precious is negative? Explain.
Well, yeah, from the movie. That was a very
what if you never
seen
the movie?
Movie. What?
What if you never seen the movie?
It's still like, put your kid on a pedestal. Call him, like, normal or something.
No, I don't agree with you. Next plan.
Beyonce, Blue, or Ivy. Don't name them anything like that. That's just
that's
sad
incredible.
And not creative. Romeo, Juliet, Hamlet, Othello, unless your last name is Shakespeare. Or hell, even your first name. Don't do it.
Romeo, don't agree with you. Juliet, don't agree with you. Hamlet, nobody names that anymore. I don't know who you know named Hamlet, but that's a bit outdated. Shakespeare, too long. Hard as all.
I'm saying if somebody is already named Shakespeare.
No.
Then maybe it would be funny. Blanket. Don't tell me people don't name their children Hamlet and Othello when people are naming their kids Blanket, all right?
Uh-huh.
All this, like,
yeah.
Not enthusiasm towards the subject, I'm resenting it a little bit.
You'll be all right. But tell you I like the music that we have lined up, so how about we go to the music break?
All right, last comment. Don't name your child after a car. We can go to music right now.
Mercedes.
No.
Which one should we choose first?
Well, the reason I picked this kind of music, this is kind of like a throwback, feel-good type show tonight, with as far as the music goes. Yesterday afternoon, I was sitting in Moe's. If you don't know what Moe's is, you're missing out on life. And
no,
Ray Charles came on. What?
It's Moe's is a washed-up version of Chipotle. Pussy.
Anyway, Ray Charles came on. It was this particular song, and I was just sitting there all by myself eating and vibing, and I loved it. So here we go.
Thank you. wrong. Come and love you, daddy, all night long, all right now. Hey, hey, all right. See the girl with the diamond ring? She knows how to shake that thing, all right now, now. Hey, 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 hey. Tell your mama, tell your pa, I'm gonna send you back to Arkansas. Oh, yes, ma'am. You don't do right. Don't do right. When you see me in misery, come on, baby, see about me now.
Hello and welcome back to The Race. This is the co-host Jerome. You can find me on Twitter at Five in Rome, BIBINROME. And my co-host, or the host, Colby, you can find her on Twitter at Cat5Colby. And welcome back to The Race on 6 Minute Radio. we're having some technical difficulties here, seeing how my host is not acting right. Hello? Bye. Alright, well, on with the show. An article in Peru, you guys might find this interesting. In Peru, a billboard can make drinking water from the air, and this particular location, there is little to no water on the ground or under in the underground streams. And what the way that the billboard works is that this place in Peru has one of the highest humidity ratings, so the billboard absorbs the air and filters it through and filters the water through and creates drinking water. Now, the billboard can create up to, I believe it's 96 liters of water a day. I mean, that's not that significant considering how much water people really consume, but, you know, taking into account that water is scarce there, that is great. They're working to make this more popular, as in you know, spreading this across, you know, the globe to those countries that don't have accessible well water. So just wanted to let you guys know about that. In a different article, the next article we have is a woman burns down her house while she is attempting to kill a snake. All right, smooth. So what ends up happening, she finds a snake in the backyard, and instead of taking a stick or a broom or something heavy to hit it upside the head with, she decides to
set the bush on fire.
Huh?
Sorry, I couldn't understand. Hi.
How you doing?
Wonderful. I'm sorry, I had some technical difficulties.
Look,
like, I couldn't come
back
on.
Well, if you would allow me to finish the story I was in the middle of, do you mind?
Sure, go ahead.
So a lady burned down her house by trying to kill a snake. Did you hear about that story?
No.
Well, like I was telling the listeners, a lady saw a snake, and instead of taking like a shovel or stick or something and killing it that way, she saw a snake crawl into a bush, threw some gasoline on the snake in the bush, and set it on fire. Snake crawls around and lights the house on fire. Yeah.
That would be my luck. No lie, that would totally be my luck.
But seriously, why did you just take a long, like you kill a spider, but instead of a broom, it's a shovel, and smack it to the death? Don't set it on fire, because especially with using gasoline.
I don't know. So. I mean, women, when it comes to that kind of thing, like a lot of times we just don't think, and we just kind of do whatever we think we have to do to get rid of the issue. That's
right.
What she thought she had to do.
Right. So if you find a spider in your room, you going to toss some gasoline on it and set it ablaze?
Listen, I don't want to hear anything about finding spiders in your room, because I don't know how many spider-related Facebook messages I've seen from you or Facebook posts about, oh, I tried to kill the spider, and it just laughed at me, and I sprayed it, and I sprayed it again, and I sprayed it again, and it just laughed at me. And then eventually I found it dead next to found that spider.
You know, why are you bringing up stuff in the past? Those are some pretty intense spiders. If you were there, you'd know, but you weren't there. So I felt the need to share the story with the world to let them know that there are some monstrous spiders out there that just don't know how to go down without a fight.
Uh-huh. I mean, I'll give you that. I mean, Tallahassee spiders are pretty evil, but...
Yeah.
Still. Anyhow. So did I miss anything else? Just that?
You did. I was telling also about the billboard that creates drinking water out of the air.
It creates what?
Drinking water out of humidity from the air.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was
that?
An article that was requested, to be put on the air.
Oh, shoot. We actually had a request?
Yeah. If you're not too busy playing in the mud next time, you know, maybe you'll see that. You'll get requests too.
Just because you're jealous that you didn't get invited to come play in the mud does not mean you need to make me sound like I'm not cool, because I am.
Well,
anyway, speaking of billboards, there was one. Did you hear about the one that like fell on people and killed them?
No.
I'm assuming that.
Where did this happen at?
This was in Birmingham, near the airport. So, like, I guess they
really?
Have renovated. You know how they've got, like, all the different turns and stuff to get into whatever gate you're trying to get and get to the right spot at the airport?
Right.
It was, they had renovated those and put, like, a sign up, you know, the ones that are, like, arrival, departure, and sometimes they'll change and all that. Anyway, 300 pounds this thing was. And the panel. What do you mean that's it?
Go ahead.
Plus it's elevated, so you know the whole falling gravity times. I'm not even gonna pretend I know how to do this.
Yeah, alright. You're doing good.
So it fell off of the wall and onto a family that was driving by. There was a mother and three boys that were in the car. I mean, I guess I'm not about to say it was a car, but I'm just kind of assuming, which is kind of bad, I understand. But
yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the mom and one son are still in the hospital. One son died from it. He would have been in the class of 2020. So it's, like, really sad. So she's a mother of five. Another son that was involved in this, he's okay. He's out. The mom just got moved to serious condition. The dad and the other two kids were already there. They were just, I guess, not at the same location. But it's going to be, I'm sure there's going to be like a lawsuit and all kinds of things.
Of course.
Because, they just had it renovated, and it opened March 13th. So it hasn't even been open a month yet. And then
that's
it fell on it. And it was part of an ongoing $200 million upgrade for Birmingham's airport. So it's just a really, I mean, it's really sad. God, why am I bringing up the depressing stories?
What's with all the sad articles?
I don't know. They're, like, mostly sad.
Oh,
I've got a fun one, though.
You
I've got
talk
a fun
about
one.
It?
Ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want to talk about it. It's a very deep, dark, sad place. I just rather keep it private for the sake of our listeners. So anyway,
mm-hmm.
This next story is about yoga pants.
Yoga what?
Yoga pants. As in a stretchy
your
spandex.
Your phone is acting crazy. You're acting up. Your technology is acting crazy.
Well, not
are
really
you pressing
sure
stuff?
What to do about that. Am I what?
Are you pressing stuff?
Of course not, but I hear things. I hear, like, clicking. But I figured that was you.
No, that's definitely you.
Remember a couple shows ago when this stuff was happening to you?
You were saying something about yoga pants.
Right, I was saying something about yoga pants. I'm going to finish explaining it after this clip, but I've got a clip from Jimmy Kimmel that pretty much explains it, and it also makes fun of it. So I'm going to try to fix my technical difficulties while we listen to this.
And one more thing, are you familiar with Lululemon yoga pants? Lululemon is a coven of witches, I think, that casts a spell over women and convince them to wear spandex again. Do you know this, Guillermo?
No.
You don't know what Lululemon is?
No.
Never heard of it?
Never.
Have you, you know what yoga pants are?
Yoga pants? No.
Exactly. No, they're those tight, you know those tight pants that...
Oh, yeah, that women use, yeah. Yeah? I don't know.
Okay. So, their yoga pants, or yoga pants, as Guillermo would say, are very popular, but they had to pull them out of the stores because some of the new line turned out to be see-through. When you put them on, you can see, like, everything, I guess. So they had to throw them all out, and now there's a shortage of yoga pants. And I know this sounds like a joke, but for white people, it isn't a joke. It's as serious as it gets. As a result of the shortage, Lululemon's stock went down today, but it went down very gracefully and very fluidly. All kidding aside, if this yoga pants shortage isn't remedied soon, it could become a problem. Women could be forced to make do with any of the dozens of other kinds of exercise pants they sell at almost every store in America. So obviously, this is an issue that we're taking very seriously.
There is a crisis sweeping the nation.
A crisis that affects one in four women. Your mother.
Your sister.
You.
We don't have yoga pants.
We don't have yoga pants.
Because of a massive yoga pants recall, millions of people will soon go without flattering, breathable, high-performance athletic wear.
We need to put an end to this before it's too late.
Too late.
Too late.
Without yoga pants, I'm forced to wear cardboard pants.
I had to make pants from bubble wrap.
And without yoga pants, I have to wear yogurt pants.
With your donation of just $120 a day, you can put one woman in one pair of yoga pants.
Act now.
Join us.
And together, we can re-pants America.
Paid for by Save Our Spandex.
So, of course, that's funny. Am I coming through a little clearer? Maybe.
I like it. What?
You like it?
Yes, I do.
Am I? All right.
You're good.
Right,
I like to hear you now.
Good. Good. Hopefully, it'll remain that way.
Hopefully.
So, Lululemon is a company that has been making these yoga pants. They're about $100 a pair, give or take. And they started recalling them, I guess, this past week because they were a little too sheer. Kind of like Jimmy Kimmel was saying, I guess you could see everything, I don't really know. But they pulled about 17% of the pants from their stores, showrooms, and the website. And they said the customers who purchase the defective product can return it for a full refund or exchange, which, okay, cool. They explained that part of what makes their yoga pants so popular is it's got, you know, this four-way stretch, moisture wicking, which I don't even know what that is, to be perfectly awesome. Perfectly honest, perfectly awesome, too, what can I say? And... Oh, it looks like you are having technical difficulties, too. Anyway, and it also they also said that every seam is flat, so and they put a gusset in the crotch to avoid a camel toe. Well, if you want to avoid a camel toe, just wear good underwear. Try that. I think it works pretty well. That's kind of what I do. If you wear good enough underwear, it doesn't ride up. Anyway, so they have 175 stores in the U.S., and, sorry, I'm a little distracted with all these technical difficulties. Hopefully, I'm trying to get Rome back in here with
you. Telling the story? How are you having technical difficulties? Aren't you telling the story? How are you having technical difficulties?
You just dropped off. What are you talking about?
I was doing so you didn't feel bad, and so you didn't feel like you were doing it alone.
Right. You're carrying this. Well, don't come in here interrupting me, all right? I'm not.
About you going and having ADD? Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Right. Anyway, so they have 175 stores in the U.S., and they're ranked fourth among the most profitable stores in the U.S., among which are Coach, Tiffany, and Apple. Okay, let me remind you, it's $100 around $100, $120 a pair of yoga pants for one pair of pants that you sweat in. I thought we were in a recession. Like, why is this doing so well?
you don't have a pair? I have a pair.
To avoid your camel toe, right? Like, but the thing is, like, yeah, I got jokes. I'm just starting to. If you are spending about $100 per pair of pants to sweat in, people are already laughing and staring at you. You don't need them to be sheer. Like, the sheerness isn't changing anything. They're all looking at you like you're crazy already. So that's just my opinion.
But it's yoga pants. It's not just any pair of pants.
I understand that yoga pants have, you know, their draw. Makes your butt look good. Makes you feel good because your butt looks good. Makes you get admired because your butt looks good. I get it. Your butt looks good. That's awesome. But you know what? That's a lot of money to feel awesome while you sweat. It's not worth it. Work out in your own house. Wear whatever you want. Don't wear anything else. Who cares?
Or you can go to the gym. With yoga pants. It is.
So do you have any other stories? Any fun, interesting, not sad
stories?
Well,
I was looking at this article. Did you hear about the skinny jeans? Since we're on the topic of clothing, of apparel. Well, American Eagle skinny jeans.
You can
stop saying
right
that
there. I can't wear their clothes. I can't stand it. They're too skinny. Anyway, go on.
Well, if those are too skinny, well, they have skinnier things. And their target is from, 15 to 25-year-old boys and girls, so you shouldn't really be shopping at American Eagle if you're over that age. Just saying. Or once you hit 21, you should start going to grown people stores. But
I wish you could see my face. Nothing.
You said say it to your face?
I wish you could see my face right now. No, the thing is, that's one of those things that you always got to try. Because, for me, in high school, it was kind of like a trend. Like the cool kids wore
like
or whatever.
School.
So fine. I was this
you're not
in high
school anymore.
What?
Grow up.
Angie. No, I'm saying back then. I can't. What? I learned I couldn't wear them then. I can't wear them now. I was thick back then, and I tried it once and never tried it again because I barely got it past my thighs, even though it was my size, which pissed me off to no end. But so they've got skinnier jeans.
Yeah.
You tell.
Skinnier jeans and skinny jeans. They only made 1,000 pairs. They only made 1,000 pair available as a limited edition online.
They can have
them.
I'm not interested.
Yeah, they can keep it. But like I said, if you're over 21, you should be shopping at other stores. You're not high school anymore. Move on.
This is true. So what's up with the kids lately?
What's
have
the
you
what?
Noticed there's, like, a lot of really terrible news about kids this past week, like, doing terrible, terrible things? For example, there's a news piece that's, like, all over everything.
Really?
Talking about the 14-year-old and the 17-year-old that basically they walked up to this mom walking her kid in a stroller, asked for her money. She was like, I don't have any money. So they point blank shot her 13-month-old in the face.
It's funny you mentioned kids. Tell you what, we'll go on to music break and then that'll be the next topic when we come back.
All right. What are we listening to?
Oh, it's my turn to pick?
Yep.
I like this song, Candy Rain, by Soul For Real.
Dream of Welcome back. You're listening to The Race on Six Man Radio. I am Colby, and I'm here with my wonderful, splendiferous co-host, Rome.
Thank you. This is Rome. You can find us both on Twitter, me at Vibe and Rome, and Colby at Cat5Colby. Her tweets are more, I guess, original than mine. So
much more original.
Hey, you took over.
I took your job. Yeah, I did. You're welcome.
Don't know how I feel about that. All right. Well, I guess I'm going to start off with topic on children. I would really like for you listeners out there to, you know, either comment on Facebook or, you know, tweet us, or, you know, maybe even call in maybe this week or next week. But how do you feel about what these parents did as punishment for their child? The parents forced the teenage girl, she's 13 years old, to stand out in public holding a sign saying, "I'm a teenager with no respect for authority. I'm also too smart, yet I have 3D because I don't care." So they used this public form of humiliation for a disciplinary action. And
I mean, I think it's cool.
Huh?
I think it's cool.
Oh, you think it's cool?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Good old-fashioned humiliation of put them in their place.
Pretty much. And the passing mortars can see them, and there's photos, and yeah. Someone even called the police.
Somebody what?
I said somebody called the police.
On that?
Yeah.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Looks like we've got a caller. Let's see who this is. Hi, you're live on The Race.
Yo, this is Steve. I was just calling to tell you how to get in the chat.
Oh, well, thank you. I don't know. It figured it out.
Oh, you got it?
Well, we didn't figure that out, but we...
I didn't know y'all was going to bring me live. I thought you was going to jump over into the, you know, into the thing.
They like to keep people on their toes.
yeah. I'm calling to try to tell y'all some business. Do you want to hear it on the air live or...
no, we're going to know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bring it over.
I'm not the one that need to be on the toes there.
Alright, let's play a quick song real quick while we get this figured out. This is My Girl.
Temptations forever.
Welcome back to the race. I'm your host, Colby. I'm here with Rome.
Yep, and you can find us on Twitter at Cat5Colby and Live in Rome.
For him. And you were saying during the break you have one more story that was interesting about people getting hurt in the shower.
Yes, indeed I do. A California woman who sustained repeated electrical shocks while showering won a $4 million lawsuit against her power company Wednesday. Now, she was getting shocked by stray voltage from a nearby substation, so which is interesting, yeah, very interesting, because you would think that there's no such thing as stray voltage outside of a thunderstorm, or a lightning storm. But, yeah, there is such a thing. You can get shocked if you live next to a power plant or, you know, those substations. So, yeah.
Good to know. Don't move next to either of those.
Yeah, just don't live next to one. They always say, like, you shouldn't live next to one of those electrical stations anyway because of the radiation that it gives off, and you know, if anything ever goes wrong there, you're the first in line to get hurt. So yeah, but not her. She ended up surviving in the shower.
That's pretty great. Like that had to be painful.
Yeah, she, what is it, suffered they didn't specify what happened to her, but they just said major medical problems. And she's a mother of three boys, so single mother.
What?
Ooh. I said she's a mother of three.
Wow.
Shout out to her for surviving.
Right. So,
yeah.
Totally unrelated. Did you hear, this has been pretty like popular on the internet lately, within the past week. Did you hear about the Craigslist ad where they had a dog pretty much randomly placed in every picture?
No.
Okay, so John and Sarah Knife, I think is their last name, live in Chicago, and they were trying to put their $1,900 a month rental on Craigslist. And from what I understand, the first picture that the woman, what's her name again? Sarah. The first picture that she took had, you know, the dog was just laying in the middle of the living room. And you can find the pictures pretty easily. And that kind of sparked an idea to put him in every picture, just kind of like creeping. So she did that, and he's like, it's kind of like playing Where's Waldo with the dog in every picture. It's kind of funny. Very cute.
It is.
But it didn't even take 24 hours for them to have their apartment rented out because of the dog, because that just got attention. And they said that the majority of people that replied said something about Otis, who is the dog. I just thought that was really cool. A really clever way to do it. It kind of makes me want to do that if I ever had to, like, sell something or rent it out. But then I don't want to be a copycat, you know? So, but I just thought that was really cool.
It is. That gives me ideas. You say I don't take enough pictures, so I guess I'll be using Instagram in the near future? Maybe?
What? You should do it.
No.
Definitely.
Not yet.
Well, all right, then.
When I start showing my stuff, I will.
What? While we're on the subject of dogs, Eva Mendes, who is beautiful, everybody knows.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Didn't we just talk about celebrities?
Can I finish? Please.
Proceed.
Thank you. she went on David Letterman's The Late Show Wednesday night, and they're like this article, they're making like a huge deal out of it. She made a shocking revelation, but not really. She has an attack dog I find it so funny that people actually have attack dogs. I don't know why, but I do. He's a Belgian Malinois. Because, I don't feel like you would just, that's not information that I feel like you should just throw out there. Like, oh, yeah, I've got an attack dog.
Well, you know she's a celebrity, so they're going to find, even if she doesn't tell people that, they're going to find out about it. Beware of dogs who just have to attack you because you trespass.
I understand, but I just feel like it's one of those things, if you have a gun, you don't tell people. And if they see it, they see it. If they don't, then they don't know. And even if they saw a dog, they could just think that it was a dog, not an attack dog. I just don't understand. Anyway, and the Belgian Malinois I'm pretty sure I'm saying that right. Anyway, they're the military dogs that, they had one. The SEAL Team 6 had one when they went in and got Osama bin Laden and everything. Their fur is actually waterproof. It's really cool. I actually saw one for the first time ever at the dog park last week. Not that you care. Anywho, she was talking about how, all dogs have to hunt. They just feel the need to hunt and bring little dead critters back to you because they just love you so much.
Right.
So she didn't want him doing that. Understandably, she's a chick. Most of us get grossed out by that. So she got him a shock collar. And it goes from 0 to 110 volts, I guess. I'm not really sure how that works. I don't know anything about
tech. Very painful. Okay.
Yeah. And so she's like, some people get mad at me for this because I use a shock collar on him, but I don't want him doing that, and I've got a remote for it and everything, and I've tried it on myself. And that's where people are like, what? I don't see an issue with that. I think that's fine, trying it on yourself.
That's what you're supposed to do. When they give you tasers, you have to be tased first. So you just don't start going around inflicting horrible amounts of pain on people.
Exactly. But she did say that the sensation is way more than a tingle. So that was interesting. But it made me wonder, have you ever tried to do anything like that? Have you, tried dog food on the low or dog treats or any sort of, training, anything?
Are you asking me?
Have you? Yeah.
Well, I'll have you know. I have. I tried dog food, and I tried this treat. They're disgusting. I don't know how you use it. It's absolutely appalling. It's gross. Ugh. Horrible, horrible, horrible. They lied on the advertising saying, oh, it's so delicious for the dogs. No, it's gross. Bird made the food from flat. But, hey, he likes it. And the dog treats, too. Tastes like real bacon. No, it doesn't. I've never tasted bacon that tastes like that.
Too bad. I'm impressed that you fessed up to it, though. I thought you'd be like, oh, no.
Oh, no shame in it. There's no shame. What's my dog? I want to make sure.
Because you know the facts I'm talking about. Oh, this tastes just like real bacon. Or what have you.
Yeah, the bacon strips.
Yeah, not lies. It's not. It does not at all. Whatsoever.
What about, any training help things? Because I was looking, I've got a pinch collar for Riker, which basically pinches the skin instead of a choker that just, closes in on our windpipe. And I was looking at that, and I'm like, no, if I tried this on me, I don't have enough excess skin for this to do anything but hurt.
Right.
So, some of these things, there's just a difference, anatomically. It's just not the same.
Well, so, but at the same time, it'll humble you, so you know that it'll punch you. Say, for instance, for your pinch collar, for example, you won't just, jerk on the pinch collar for your dog. You will gently tug on it so that he gets the message slowly instead of, a sharp stabbing pain in his neck.
Yeah, this is true.
So.
This is true. Well, let's take another quick music break before I come back with more celebrity news because I know how much Rome likes
you will it. Not do no more celebrity news. You met your quota for the year.
I can't hear you.
What's up,
Welcome back. Before Rome gets live again, I'm going to just go ahead and jump into this. Bill Cosby, everybody knows and loves him. He's pretty awesome for kind of like a cornerstone of my childhood anyway. Hey, Rome. He's 75 years old now?
Yeah, oh my 75. Goodness. That's nice. Happy birthday.
No, that's not what it's about. Okay, so... everybody would like, I don't remember anybody ever making comments about his sweaters, but his sweaters were just like part of him, you know, those like really awful, colorful sweaters that he would wear, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, it's Bill Cosby for you.
Yeah, somebody named their company after that, they called it CosbySweaters.com. And what they sold was, they marketed it as for sports fans who love music, tech, pop culture, and dumb internet videos. And it was as a tribute to Cosby. Anywho, he sent a cease and desist letter to that company, basically because they're using his name and his, I don't know, sweaters. I'm not really, like, what he's famous for to make a living. And the guy that made this company actually quit his other job to sell this stuff full time a couple weeks prior to getting this letter, which kind of sucks, but that's life for you. So now that he got this letter, he's renaming his site Next Impulse Sports. That's, you know, very catchy. But, yeah, so in case you were wondering, Bill Cosby doesn't appreciate you appreciating his sweaters. He doesn't. He doesn't like it. Now, that's not bad celebrity news. I don't know why you were, like, so about it.
My life has not been changed in any respect because of that. Thank you for, once again, ruining my night. Yes, more?
No,
go ahead.
If you want your life to be changed and if you're like, I don't know, some sort of condom entrepreneur, Bill Gates is offering a grant for the next generation condom. It's a $100,000 grant for the next person that can basically, like, give it a new, I don't know, look, new vibe, give it something that not only, I guess, allows for pleasure, but also, of course, helps prevent unwanted pregnancies and STIs. All the things that a condom does, but...
I was really wondering where you're going with that. Are you going to try to make it seem like condoms are going to be like the next phones? Like, in addition to providing you with safe sex, you can also use it as a balloon. It's like, wait, what?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do, but they're
wanting to change it up.
He's wanting to, I mean, it's very admirable what he's doing, because he's, like, wanting to not only draw attention to, hey, you should probably be using these, but also make it, like, more updated. Because if you think about it, it's the same, like, God, we learned this in frickin' world history in high school. Like, the first, like, it hasn't changed from the first ones that the French made out of sheepskin. Like, it hasn't changed.
They're made out of latex now, but, yeah. And I'm pretty sure a lot more effective than sheepskin.
Probably. But still, I mean, the idea, the concept hasn't really changed much. But if anybody out there listening is interested in submitting your ideas, the deadline is May 7th, and winners will be notified by November. I mean, $100,000, that's a lot. Why are you laughing at me? This is a very good story.
I mean, there's not much more you can do with it. There's one, I guess. Let me not rain on anybody's parade. Yes. Good luck to you inventors out there. If you can come up with a new innovative condom. Bill Gates, he has some money for you.
Exactly. And
tell you what, you can even use the show to advertise.
Exactly. Call in and be like, hey, I just, you know... And in my proposal,
so if you guys advise about making condoms, and you know, there you go.
Yep. Okay, my last thing that I'm going to talk about, celebrity related. Right. Jada Pinkett Smith came out.
What?
And not like came out of the closet, chill, okay? She came out and she was saying that. That's
oh my
terrible.
God.
What?
Go ahead.
No, she's had this, like, issue lately with bullying of, like, upcoming actors and actresses, which I think it's cool that she's standing up and really voicing her opinions on subjects. Most recently, she came out saying, will there ever be a day in which women will be able to see each other beyond race, class, and culture? Basically, her argument was, or her question, it wasn't even an argument, it was a question that sparked discussion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find, I had this, like, wonderful quote picked out. With love and respect...
Hey,
we're
talking about
celebrities
again.
With love and respect to all parties involved, except for Jerome, my question is this. If we ask our white sisters, who tend to be the guardians of the covers of mainstream magazines, to consider women of color to grace these covers, should we not offer the same consideration to white women to grace our covers? What do you think about that? Like, I can see how that could be very controversial, but on the other hand, like, it's racism. Like, it's preventing racism. It's racism.
I mean, I understand where she's coming from with that. I
get where she's coming from.
I understand and both sides, too. It's like, well, you know, we have to, white people have suffered as white people, Hispanics have suffered for Hispanics, black people have suffered as black people. You know, but, I mean, I can get what she's saying about that. It is what it is. Is it going to change? Probably not. But, you know, there are those things out there that incorporate both that are not segregated as others.
I think it's pretty positive that she's at least addressing it and saying, hey, you know, let's talk about this. I think that's a good step, a step in the right direction.
Yeah. Do you have any more celebrity news? I mean,
no,
we might as well go on and finish off the show with celebrity news since you're so
easily
involved.
Stop hating and don't hate, appreciate, okay? So I still haven't gotten my tax refund. I'm a little bitter. It's been over a month. No, it's been over 2 months, excuse me, since I filed. Thank you, IRS. Who has been spending, who spent $60,000 making parody videos under the idea of having them to be training videos for their workers? $60,000 that they made
balling.
In what?
I said balling. Go ahead. Proceed.
It was 3 years ago, but they were spending $60,000 of taxpayer money to create these videos. One was a parody of Star Trek. The other was a parody of Gilligan's Island. And like I said, they described it as for training purposes. They did it in their in-house studio in Maryland. Why the heck does the IRS need a studio to make movies? That I don't understand. And of course, you know, the people that are the voice of the IRS are talking about how it actually saved $1.5 million that it would have cost to teach each of the IRS people, employees in person. I mean, I get that, yeah, videos are, you know, better. They're more efficient, but
mm-hmm.
on the other hand, you can't be spending $60,000 for parody videos that they did note. I'm trying to find the number. There it is. Some of which have become monster hits, particularly the IRS YouTube video, "When Will I Get My Refund?" That's had nearly 950,000. Or it's been viewed nearly 950,000 times this filing season, so this year. Which, I'm feeling it, because when am I going to get my refund? That's just my...
Does it help you to know that I got mine already?
No, it doesn't. Did you file with...
I got mine already. Huh?
Who did you file with?
H&R Block.
And you got your... Oh, that's because you don't have the education credit because you graduated.
Too bad I did use the education credit.
And you still
got it? Because I
graduated
last year. Huh? What?
So, oh, you know what they did tell me? I was so angry about this. I called H&R Block because I was like, all right, I haven't gotten it yet. This was before they came out about the whole education credit business. And they're like, okay, so if you file before February 1st, you're gonna get your refund after those that filed after February 1st. I was like, I'm sorry, what? So
the
you're punishing me for filing early?
Is effective.
I guess with the freaking government.
Yep.
I'm so angry about this.
I can tell. Do you need a hug?
I do.
Consult
Riker. Well, I'll kiss you out of the book. I'm very upset. I've got so much planned for when I get it, too. Oh, shoot. You know what? We've done this whole entire show and haven't even mentioned the thing that I posted on the Facebook page about...
I was waiting for you to bring that up. I was going to say, how are you going to say this is going to be the topic for the day?
I totally forgot.
No. You're doing terrible.
And the white collar.
I'm going to provide the topic for the day because you're horrible. Horrible.
Anyway. You know how when you're complaining about life because sometimes it just sucks and you don't get your tax refund when you plan on it? And
yeah.
Somebody's like, well, you know, other people, other places have it worse than you do. And you're just like,
yeah.
When people tell me that, I mean, I get that they're trying to, you know, make me feel better and be like, it could be worse. But really, I just want to look at them like, you're not helping at all. You can leave now. it doesn't, like, what's your opinion of that?
Well, it's, I understand they're saying pretty much don't complain because somebody, you know, somebody's worse off than you. Yeah, I don't want to hear that crap, though. That's not, you know, I want my time to, you know, complain or just vent, but...
I can't
one of those
it,
moments
like
where
that.
you just scold the person and just look at them like, really, did you say that to me?
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, you're not
that
hoping
me. Ever happen to you sometimes.
Don't ever come to me with any issues.
Right. Because I'm just going to be like, you know that somebody's worse off than you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Face.
Exactly. Or like... See, I'd be the type to kind of try to get revenge or something. Just if they say it enough, just like if it really got under my skin, I'd like take post-it notes with it written all over there. Somebody's got it worse than you, and just stick it all over their house or do something annoying like that.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, oh, wait, hold on. Hold the phone. Get excited. Easter is on Sunday. That's not what I'm excited about, but Easter is on Sunday. April Fool's
right.
is Monday.
Yes, April Fool's should be a glorious day.
If you don't call in as a prank, if you do not show up, you will be fired. I'm going to already have someone here ready to take your spot. I am so serious.
You can't replace me. Stop trying.
I can, though.
I'm irreplaceable. You try. And you fail miserably each and every time. So, no, you cannot replace me.
I don't think I fail. I think it worked pretty well both times that I replaced you.
You want to test that
but
theory?
But don't try to pull anything slick next week, okay?
You either.
I won't. I'm just really hoping that you don't, because I'm just not going to be in the mood for it. I've got way too much going on next week.
We'll see how I feel.
I feel like now I've planted the seed and you're going to be thinking for the next week of new ways to just piss me off.
Pretty much. Thank you. You did it to yourself.
Lovely. Great. Well, on that note, thanks to everyone that tuned in tonight. We'll
yeah.
have the link
apologize
up on
for the technical
Facebook
difficulties.
Page. Yeah, despite the technical difficulties, but at least didn't last very long, and us trying
no.
to figure it out on the air. That was fun. Yeah, so listen in next week. We'll be here, same time, same place. Hope to talk
sounds
to you in
good.
The meantime. And you all have a good night.
Good night.
Just before this honor, loyalty lives.
As I enter an industry with thoughts so lucrative, I was self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious DVD. We'll fight until the end, giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking
don't
and I'm saying
yeah,
keep it as a reminder, never stay loyal, never dishonor. Games didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You're part of the solution and you're part of the problem. So we looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. Time is now no longer, can I stand anymore stolen? Understand you possess a consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no older, better run.
Stop what I'm saying.